This episode of The Accidental Entrepreneur is brought to you by NowSite Marketing, the first all-in-one marketing platform powered by artificial intelligence. Bring all your digital marketing to a new level with their simple three-click method. And by Digital Accelerant, the digital mobile business card. Text the word LAW to 21,000 to get connected and learn how to get your own digital business card. And by Fetch Internet, the secure high-speed app that eliminates the need to pay for hotspots or use public unsecure Wi-Fi. Listen to all of our sponsors' commercials later in this episode and follow their links in the show notes to learn more about their products and services.
So it was a waste of your money when you could have taken that $1,000 and put it toward a public relations budget.
Right.
So I think that what's different about today's world is I am not commanding the monthly retainer fees that I was commanding 6 months ago.
Right.
I've recognized that companies don't have the funds. They've had to let people go. Budgets are down. So
right.
I have adjusted that. So don't discount a public relations professional in today's economy without speaking to that person and saying, this is the budget I have. Will you be willing to work within that?
Right. What can you do for me for that?
Exactly. And I'm not working for free.
Right.
I will not work for free. My one negative is I overservice everyone.
Yeah, that's not a negative. I do the same thing.
I guess it's not a negative, but I have taken on clients at smaller monthly retainers than I did before.
Yeah.
And I know that when the time comes that business picks up, that they're going to remember what I did and say, okay, Andrea, now we can increase your retainer. We can increase the hours, or I could refer you to someone else because of the fact that we've developed a relationship. And that my clients saw a public relations result.
Right.
Because of that relationship. So I think that in these tough economic times, don't discount that you can have an outside public relations person like Andrea Pass Public Relations. Reach out, have a conversation. It's worth your while to have a professional get you in the news because your press coverage becomes evergreen.
The information provided in these episodes is for entertainment purposes only. It is not a guarantee of success or to be construed as advice of any kind. You should always seek advice from local licensed professionals before making any decisions.
The dictionary defines an entrepreneur as a person who organizes and manages any enterprise, especially a business, usually with considerable initiative and risk. People often start a business without much choice, perhaps due to a job loss or just being dissatisfied at work, and they come up with an idea they just know can be successful. They become entrepreneurs by accident. That is to say, their success or failure happens by accident, not with intention. My name is Mitch Beinhacker. I'm a corporate attorney and a business advisor. You're listening to The Accidental Entrepreneur, my podcast about how to achieve success on purpose, not by accident. Join me along with our monthly guests where we share our knowledge and help you get a hold of your business. And now on to today's episode.
Hi, I'm Andrea Pass. I'm the owner of Andrea Pass Public Relations. What I do is I create media relations campaigns to get your business, service, product, book in the press. We all consume hours and hours of media every day. So now is the time for you and your business to be in the press. And that's what Andrea Pass Public Relations is all about.
Okay, we are on the mic. All right, Andrea, thanks so much for joining me today on The Accidental Entrepreneur. Very excited. So today we're going to talk about public relations and we'll go a little bit back towards, you know, how you got started. You can even talk about where you grew up and your educational background and then how you kind of moved into PR. I don't know if you started right from the get-go or you kind of worked your way into that. But there is one issue we have to put to bed, right, before we get started with this. Are you or are you not related to my wife? Now the issue, just for people listening, the issue that came up, you and I were talking, and your maiden name is Mandel, right? And it used
Correct.
To be Mandelblatt at some point, and my wife's mother was Ruth Mandel, and her maiden name used to be Mandelblatt at one point, too. So we were researching that. Did you find any information?
I don't have the answer yet, because my aunt, my father's sister, she has the family tree, and unfortunately, she was hospitalized in Tucson with pneumonia. So She still hasn't returned any of my phone calls, even though she's been home for a few days. So I'm still doing the research to see if I am somehow related to your wife.
Okay, so that's yet to become. So we'll announce that when we figure that out. My wife has a small family, and her mom's passed away, and her mother's passed away. Her mom's an only child. There's some cousins, but the Mandels are not. There's not a lot that she knows. So if you can figure it out, well, it's got to be related. It's just a question of how many generations ago. You know
where the crossover is.
Yeah, exactly.
Your wife's, I guess, grandfather was Abraham.
Yeah.
My grandfather's father was Abraham. So that would be a generation before that. So
right.
It could be possible that your Abraham is named after his Abraham.
Right.
It's very possible in that whole scheme of things. So we're still playing Jewish geography, and we will figure that out.
Absolutely.
So let's
get into what you do. So why don't you start, like, you know, where you from, grew up, and then a little bit about your educational background, how you got into the public relations business. Because I'm very interested in talking for all the small business owners out there about PR versus advertising and how you can do some things to get some publicity on your own or using you or so forth. So let's go backward.
Exactly. Well, going backward, I grew up in Fairlawn, New Jersey, in North Jersey.
Okay.
And all throughout my days in high school, I was always the chair of the PR committee. I was the publicity chair. So I was always responsible for getting a press release to the newspaper about if it was the school musical or a club or whatever I was involved in. And then I go off to Glassboro State College in South Jersey to major in radio, TV, film.
Okay.
Because I was going to become the next Dan Rather. And I was the news director on the radio station. But at the same time, I was the publicity chair of the sorority and clubs I was at and what have you. So I was always the person they counted on to do the PR.
Okay.
And I took one public relations class, intro to public relations, when I was in college.
Okay.
Because I was always doing it. And that's the thing about public relations. You have to do it. You don't learn it from a book.
Right.
And so after college, I took my little briefcase and my navy blue suit, and I walked straight into CBS in New York City, BlackRock, the main headquarters, because I was going to be the next Dan Rather.
Right.
And in those days, every woman had to take a typing test. Totally not appropriate in today's world, but back then.
Right.
And there was a freeze in the broadcast area, so they put me in the magazine division. CBS owned magazines back in the 80s. And I was working at Woman's Day magazine, and within a few weeks started doing advertising trafficking and layout for Woman's Day magazine until the freeze was lifted in the broadcast area. And I was able to get a job in public relations for the CBS radio division nationally. So that's where I really fine-tuned my PR skills and learned how to deal with the press and learned how to fine-tune press releases and dealing with the personalities. Everybody from Cousin Brucey to the guys that were doing CBS Sports nationally and those things. So that's where I broke out. And I had an opportunity to interview to be one of Dan Rather's assistants.
Okay.
And like a gazillion of them.
Yeah.
And I realized when I got called back for the second interview, I didn't want to be an assistant. It just wasn't for me. So then I could get a job on the CBS news desk nights and weekends. And my parents were wonderful. They said, oh, we'll help support you. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized I wanted a career where I could still have a white picket fence lifestyle.
Okay.
And I realized I loved public relations. That was always my first love. And that was when I realized it. And so that's when I said, I'm going to stick with public relations. And I started working for a variety of small public relations firms over the years. And about 2 years ago, I branched out to form Andrea Pass Public Relations.
Oh, so you hadn't really been on your own until recently.
I've only been on my own for 2 years, and I love being a solopreneur.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said
for that. Absolutely loved. And it really, there is a lot to be said for being an entrepreneur, because you make sure that you have to cross all the T's and dot all the I's.
Yeah.
And you don't need to rely on... And a team could be a hindrance sometimes, or it could be a benefit.
Right.
I found at different positions I had, sometimes team members were a hindrance, and I would secure a press coverage, and they would have to get in touch with the client to find out, can you do the interview Tuesday at 2 or Wednesday at 3? And I'd never hear back, and the team member would say, oh, but I sent an email.
Right.
That's not... that's not a follow through. So as an entrepreneur, I'm able to secure those interviews on behalf of my clients, get them press coverage and get things done.
Right.
And if something doesn't get done, the buck stops with me. I have to take responsibility. And my clients are paying me to secure press coverage.
Sure.
I've got to get the job done.
Right.
So I'm proud that I do that through Andrea Pass Public Relations.
Right. Now, you really have been doing PR from the beginning. I mean, you did it all through high school. So it's not like you were a marketing major in journalism and then slowly you moved up and then eventually ended up in PR. I mean, it's really been in your blood from the beginning. So you've seen the whole kind of industry really change because we grew up about the same time. There was no... It was all press releases and you know, media placement stuff.
What was funny was, you know, when I talk to people today and I explain when I worked in public relations for the CBS radio division, okay, it was CBS. It wasn't a tiny firm.
Right.
But I would write a press release. Then I would have to fill out a fax form. I would have to hand deliver the fax form to the fax office.
Right.
And then I would find out a day or two later, did my fax go through?
Yeah, because they probably had one, right? They had a lot of faxes they're sending.
And you didn't have your own fax machine.
Right.
And when you were doing telephone interviews, it wasn't the same as today because the telephone interviews had a different way to be recorded. They had to, most interviews had to be recorded in a studio, not even
right.
over a telephone.
Right.
So there was the challenge. So a lot of the interviews I had set up for whether it was part of the corporate CBS radio division or our specific broadcasts, those interviews were handwritten over the phone or in person, face to face.
Yeah,
so it was a different way of doing things and it was slower. And certainly today's world is this fast turnaround that one example was, I have a client of mine who's an expert in technology and specifically women in technology.
Right.
And USA Today was doing a story the other day about the amount of money or what we should spend money on our home offices, because now so many of us are working in home offices.
Right, right.
I previously had been, so it's not a change for me.
Okay.
But for many employees over the whole country, how can you save money? So I was able to secure an interview from my client for USA Today. So the interview was on Thursday. The story came out on Monday.
Right.
So it's a really fast turnaround.
Sure.
I have other situations where someone says, I need someone today, and the story comes out today.
Right.
So we're in a world that we're racing along.
Sure. Well, we digest news. We digest news very fast, you know, so that's the way things kind of work. And it's funny because I was just talking to a friend of mine. I don't know if you know Bernie Wagenblast. He used to be on 1010 Wins. And anyway, he's a radio, you know, talk show guy, talk guy, and he does voiceovers, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I've known him for a long time. So we did a podcast about a week ago, and he said back in the day when they used to do reporting, whether it was live or they had to record it, they would unscrew. Remember the phones when you'd have like a phone you put up here? They would unscrew the phone, and they had those clips, and they would take the microphone piece because it wouldn't record as well, and they would clip whatever devices they had, whether it was a microphone or recording device, to the two wires because it would be much clearer phone than the actual little microphone that's in the phone. Because they had no way. There was no satellite. You didn't do an uplink. You know, there was no internet, all that type of stuff. So it's funny what was done then. But I think you're right. Things get consumed and digested media so fast that if you don't get this out tomorrow, somebody else is going to, you know, present the story in another regard or interview someone else, or it'll be a dead issue. So I think that, yeah, your world moves at rocket speed now.
Exactly. And being that I work with a lot of consumer products and business service clients, we want to get in those stories.
Right.
So as a public relations professional, my overhead is I subscribe to a tremendous amount of databases.
Right.
And every day I am getting email after email, this reporter is looking for this, that reporter is looking for that. And if I have a client that fits into that, I have to jump on it immediately. And because I want my client to be part of that story. So
right.
as a public relations pro, I work two ways, reactively. So when a reporter says, do you know anyone that has an expertise in XYZ? I have to react. And proactively, seeking out the press and saying, I've got this great story, or this fits into this topic. Would you like to interview this person or review this product or review this book? So I have two ways that I work, reactively and proactively. And there are some days it's top heavy on one and other days it's top heavy on the other. But it's all day pitching the media, pitching.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that. They think that they can do their own PR. And listen, we'll talk about this, things you could do on your own, because there's small business owners that don't have money, that they're just getting started. But I think they don't realize that a professional like yourself is kind of, you know, you're on the shore of the river of PR, and you see things going by and people are contacting you and you have connections. The, you know, average business people, they're going to post stuff on social media. They're going to send it. Maybe they have an email list, whatever, but they're not tied into the industry. They're not going to get the newspapers or the websites or whatever to seek them out and say, hey, we're looking for a story on this, or have the contacts to submit. You know, look, can they write a press release? I guess they can write a story about what they do or whatever. But I don't think the average person even knows what the hell to do to, you know, how do you submit these things? They're just going to put it up on a website and hopefully people see it. And I think that people don't, if you're really looking to get good public relations and good press and coverage and things like that. And obviously, you know, you never guarantee what you do, right? Because you're fighting your way in like everyone else. But they don't even get up to bat without a professional like yourself, you know, and they're not even tied into the whole stream of media.
And exactly. It's so funny because you wouldn't hire or not hire someone to do your taxes if you're not a number of someone. You wouldn't clean your own teeth. You go to the dentist to have a deep cleaning or fill a cavity. Right. So you're looking for professionals to do something. I mean, for instance, we're in a pandemic. I don't know how to cut my hair. Therefore, I won't be cutting my hair.
It's funny you say that. My hairstylist coming to my house at 12:30 today because my hair is so freaking long. Yeah. And she was out of town last week. And so she's coming at 12:30 after we speak to do this in my garage or something.
I've been doing my husband's hair.
A lot of at-home cuts going on.
Her husband's hair and our son's hair. So, you know, we're doing, but what I'm saying is you look toward a professional, and public relations is no different. You think that you can do it. I'm not saying don't try, but for instance, I was talking to a prospective client the other day, and he sent me a press release that he was going to put over one of these press release wire services. And the press release went on and on and on.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out the point of the press release.
Right.
There was no consistency in the writing. It jumped from first person to third person to second person. It was all over the place.
Right.
He would write out the word percentage in one paragraph and use the percentage symbol in another paragraph. These are all important things for consistency and brevity.
Right.
And there was no call to action in his press release.
Right.
So he had this great story, but what was the goal? And I think that's important because in advertising, you have a call to action.
Right. There's a formula.
You want someone to go buy your brand of chips or soda or what have you in advertising. Right. But in public relations, you also need to have a call to action, because is the call to action you want someone to buy your product or read your book?
Right.
Or is the call to action you want to give tips from your service, so someone says, oh, that's the person that I want to hire to be my business coach or financial planner or attorney or what have you. So
Andrea, correct me if I'm wrong. If the person receiving your press release, they're professionals too, right? They see this and they say, oh, it's a great story, but boy, this guy's all over the place. I don't know what he's saying. They're just going to put it aside and ignore it, right?
They're never even going to read past sentence one.
Yeah,
and
I figured.
The thing is we all have shorter and shorter attention spans.
Right.
Even when we're all clicking on a video, and it might just be a 3-minute video, how many of us make it through those three minutes?
Right. They don't.
I admit, I'm raising my hand. I don't necessarily watch the video till the end.
Plus, media outlets must get inundated, like much more than they ever got, especially now, because it's so easy to submit electronically. They must be just inundated with stuff.
And if the subject line is not catchy or timely, it gets pushed aside.
Yeah.
And the public relations world has changed tremendously since the start of the pandemic, because none of these reporters, or a majority, let me say, are not in an office. Therefore, you can't call them up and say, I've got a story for you.
Right.
You've got to pitch them via email.
Right.
So if you don't know the right way to pitch them and you don't know who is where, then you're wasting your time. You right. should turn to a professional.
God knows how many emails are getting in their box every 10 minutes, right? I mean, it must just never stop now.
It's crazy. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails a day that they don't have the time to go through. But also the challenge is that in today's world, people are being let go from their positions or moving positions.
Right.
So you might think that John Doe is still at the Daily News.
And he's
but
not.
In reality, he was actually let go 3 weeks ago. And next week, he got a job writing for the Orlando Sun Sentinel. You just don't know.
Right.
But PR people are on top of this.
Yeah.
I know who was let go. I know who moved to a new position. I spend my first part of my day every day reading.
Yeah.
Catch letters. I subscribe any services. People who hire Andrea Pass Public Relations know that I'm on top of it because of the fact that I take the time to read and research. And one of the things I always say is to be in PR, you have to be a PI. I'm always investigating new media outlets and new opportunities for the clients so that we keep their name relevant,
yeah.
their business relevant. And just because we're in a high news cycle right now doesn't mean that your business or product can't be relevant.
Right.
And can't be included in trade publications, blogs, podcasts, video casts. There are so many opportunities for entrepreneurs to have their story told, for products to be reviewed, and much, much more, all in the media right now, today, not 6 months from now or a year from now. Don't miss out. Do public relations now.
You know, it's funny for the podcast, obviously, because of what's going on. I get a lot of submissions. I get a lot of people to contact me. And I would guess about half of them actually have PR people who are looking to place them onto as a guest. So, but it's a glaring difference between what I get from a PR person, you know, in terms of they might send me a media kit. It's very concise. It's very, you know, it's easy to deal with. If sometimes I get an email from somebody who just looked me up or found me on podcast guests or whatever. And yeah, it's a little all over the place and it's a little harder to deal with. It's much easier if I know there's a PR person coordinating everything and it's not going to go, you know, it's not going to go awry in terms yeah. of
and
where
I think
they go.
And you hit the nail on the head. When someone hires a public relations person, it's our job to coordinate the interview, to follow up, to make sure the client is prepared. So when the client gets on the phone with someone like yourself,
right.
they know what they have to do. When you're arranging it on your own, are you making sure that you're all ready, that you have your notes ready, that you have your message points? Because if you go off target and your interview is a short interview and you never got to the point of mentioning your book or
yeah.
where someone can buy your book
right.
or mentioning that you are a mental health professional and you know you are available for new clients. If you're not mentioning that because you get sidetracked, then you didn't work with a PR person that knows how to keep you on track. And I
right.
think that's the key thing that a public relations person does. Also, by having an external public relations person, it makes your company look bigger.
Yes,
perception
it does. And more
reality,
professional.
Right?
Yeah.
Perception is reality. And you look bigger because you take that query that might have come into your inbox and you forward it to your PR person. And then we're coordinating the interview and the press person knows it's going to get done. And I have an example of that. A client of mine, their attorney was contacted by a reporter from CNBC. Well, they didn't know how to deal with it. Of course, they bring me in. I get in touch with the reporter via telephone. They got so excited that I called them up so we could walk through the steps of what they were looking for and what I was able to and not able to provide this particular client. And because of the fact that they didn't have to wait for someone else to reply, I was handling everything.
Right.
Within 2 or 3 days, we had answered all the questions and we booked a one-on-one interview in my client's office, which would not have happened because I'm the one who said, why don't we do this face-to-face? Do you want to bring a camera crew? What can we do? We can go to you. Do you want to come to us?
Right.
I worked
right.
on this and said, oh, we can make this a bigger story.
Sure.
So the story got bigger because I instigated this opportunity to make this into a bigger story instead of a few quotes on a screen.
Right. And they're probably too nervous to even think about it, right? It never occurs to them to even ask.
It's not even that. The client is so busy running their business.
Right.
And and they don't have an expertise in what I do in public relations. So
right.
I think that that helps. And it's very funny. I had another situation. There was a gentleman who, he was one of the first podcasters. We're probably going back 10 plus years and
okay.
very few people were doing podcasts. And he was doing a podcast for a national radio network, but his was a podcast.
Okay.
And he called me up a few weeks ago. I hadn't talked to him in a few years. And he says, "Do you remember me?" I said, "Of course. We did this interview, that interview." And he says, "Well, I don't work there anymore. I'm semi-retired. I wrote a book, but you were the only PR person who actually did everything I asked you to do. And I thought of you for my book. So now I'm going to be representing him because he remembered that I got the job done."
Right. Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's a lot of it. It's look, this show really deals with a lot of entrepreneurs, some of which are, you know, been in business for a long time and some of which are, you know, totally startup. So sometimes you got to deal with what you got to deal with, right? You don't have the budget to hire somebody. You certainly don't want to work for free. So you got to pay your bills too. So I think that, but for a lot of people who are, you know, looking to get the press that they want and they're growing their company and they have the resources to do it, the other way is just by happenstance. I mean, you're just doing things, hoping that you get press and you get media relations. You don't have anybody strategically, you know, placing things and talking to people and getting you out there. The other way, doing it on your own is really just, there's no rhyme or reason why you're going to get coverage versus you're not going to get coverage if you're not using a PR professional. Would you agree with that?
I would totally agree. Entrepreneurs can secure press on their own. I'm not saying you couldn't. But
right.
it takes time away from your business if you're doing it on your own and you may not be giving the right message.
Right.
I think entrepreneurs can write a press aren't used anymore. If
right.
you're putting a press release over a wire service, you're paying that wire service to transmit the press release. The press release might get some pickup that first hour and you've paid $1,000 or more.
Right.
But within an hour, it's not even at the top of any search engine. So it was a waste of your money when you could have taken that $1,000 and put it toward a public relations budget.
Right.
So I think that what's different about today's world is I am not commanding the monthly retainer fees that I was commanding 6 months ago.
Right.
I've recognized that companies don't have the funds. They've had to let people go. Budgets are down. So
right.
I have adjusted that. So don't discount a public relations professional in today's economy without speaking to that person and saying, "This is the budget I have. Will you be willing to work within that?"
Right. What can you do for me for that?
Exactly. And I'm not working for free.
Right.
I will not work for free. My one negative is I overservice everyone.
Yeah, that's not a negative. I do the same thing.
You know, I guess it's not a negative, but I have taken on clients at smaller monthly retainers than I did before.
Yeah.
And I know that when the time comes that business picks up, that they're going to remember what I did and say, "Okay, Andrea, now we can increase your retainer. We can increase the hours, or I could refer you to someone else because of the fact that we've developed a relationship and that my clients saw a public relations result."
Right.
Because of that relationship. So I think that in these tough economic times, don't discount that you can have an outside public relations person like Andrea Pass Public Relations. Reach out, have a conversation. It's worth your while to have a professional get you in the news because your press coverage becomes evergreen.
And now a word from our sponsors. NowSite Marketing, the first all-in-one marketing platform powered by artificial intelligence. It's everything you need to market online, and it's totally automated. Build custom websites, optimize them for Google rankings, and automatically create ads and social media posts to drive the most traffic to your sites. Their fully integrated system generates regular email newsletters, manages all your customers and prospects, and provides up-to-date marketing analytics. NowSite. You do your thing, and we'll do the marketing. Use our affiliate link in the show notes to learn more about NowSite and how it can help your business. Uplift your marketing and reinforce your brand with a digital business card from Digital Accelerant. Use a text marketing combination to stand out in front of your competition. Digital business cards make you memorable and most of all help you bring in new business through its warm lead generator. Motion graphics, intro, outro, and inspirational videos can be added during setup. Text the word LAW to 21,000. That's LAW to 21000. Or follow our link in the show notes to learn how you can get this valuable tool for you and your company. Suffering from slow internet speed? Worried about hackers? Fetch Pro gets the internet from your smartphone to your Windows and Mac computer without paying for a hotspot. Always get the fastest, most stable, and secure internet access on your computer with Fetch Pro. Follow their link in our show notes to learn more and get connected with Fetch. And now back to our show.
If it's tied to COVID, throughout this whole pandemic, it can be repeated.
Right.
If it's general, you have a new kitchen product, or your service is financial planning, or taxes, or an attorney.
Right.
You still have a business going on, and there are year-round needs for your service. So public relations will give you an opportunity to take those press placements, put them on your website, put them on your social media, and put them up again in 6 weeks.
Right.
And again in 3 months.
Yeah, you can reuse the content, right?
Reuse the content. And that becomes a way to build your brand, build your reputation, and build potential clients.
So, okay, so let's talk about some tips and tricks and thoughts and things that you can tell people that are, you know, they're just getting started. They don't have the budget yet. They want to start to get some PR because they're new, totally new to the business, just getting started. Or maybe they have no income right now at all because, and they're biding their time. So they want to keep themselves out there in the media. Like, what kind of advice do you have? I'm talking, you know, for the startup, the small business owner that really doesn't have much of a budget, although between you and me, they probably should find some sort of a budget. But let's say they try it, they go at it on their own to start with. What kind of advice do you have for people who are in that position?
My first advice is to always put some money aside for your marketing budget and include public relations.
Well, they're going to have to spend money either way, whether they hire you or not, right? It's not free, completely free.
You have to spend money to make money.
Right.
And all of us knew that when we started businesses. When I started my business 2 years ago, I knew I had to spend money, especially on my databases, so that I would have that because I need that to service my clients.
Right.
But before you start talking to any press person about your business or your abilities, have an updated website.
Okay.
Okay. I am updating my website right now, and an entrepreneur who I met through a networking group is doing my website for me. We've known each other for a few years. And suddenly I said, you know what? You're the right person because we've stayed in touch and it worked out. So build those relationships and start with your website.
Right.
Make sure your website is up to date and there's a way for your potential clients to reach you.
Right. And learn about your story, right? Because I find a lot of bios are not updated. Their about us is not updated and they should make it.
I think those are important, but the most important things are, what can I do for you? In the old days, we called it WIIFF.
Right. What's in it for me? Right.
What's in it for me? And that's what a potential audience needs to know. So make sure your website is updated. Make sure your social media pages are updated. Someone referred me to a potential new business person yesterday, and together we went on this website before we're connected. And I said, this website hasn't been updated since 2017.
Yeah. That tells you something, right?
And there were typos.
Yeah.
The last event that was listed was June of 2019. The last podcast, blog, submitted on their site was 2019, I think, May.
Right.
It's a totally outdated site. So if a press person is going to want to get more information on you, they're going to look at your website, make sure it's updated.
Right.
Your social media pages. If they see that the last time you posted on social media was April of 2018, well, then you're not relevant.
Right.
Stay relevant. So before you even talk to a press person, make sure you have your information, your ducks in a row. What are your three message points?
Okay.
If you don't know what the meat of your story is, then there's no story.
Right.
So make sure you know the meat of my story is I'm a single mom and I invented a great product that helps you hang up pictures in your house evenly. Because
right.
Here's a challenge. Who hangs a picture straight the first time?
Right. We were talking about that, right? You have a client invented a product.
Exactly. Yeah. So here's a client who invented a product So if she was doing PR on her own, she would have her points, but she would have to take time away from her business
right.
to do public relations on her own. And she doesn't have that time. So she hired me to do that. But know what your service is, know what your book is about, or what are the key things if you're a business coach? Well, that's a pretty broad topic.
Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about today as a business coach that you want to get a client to do these things and to hire you as their business
coach?
Right.
Like what's your unique selling point as a business coach versus all the other business coaches, right?
What makes you stand out?
Right.
And I think before you reach out to the press, you have to have that story. But right. also understand before you as an entrepreneur choose to reach out to the press directly, is it important today? So if you pick up the telephone and call NBC Nightly News assignment desk because you have what you think is a great story, well, NBC Nightly News is national.
Right.
Is your story national?
Right.
Is your story important right at this moment?
Yeah.
Said that they want to talk to you because they'll be more insulted than anything else if they picked up the phone and you didn't have the right angle for today. So right. make sure that you have the right angle before you choose to pick up the phone. Start with lower hanging fruit. Don't look at the Wall Street Journal and right. the New York Times
right.
and the Associated Press today when you're first starting out. Look at some trade publications.
Okay, for their industry.
Those trade publications in right. your industry to tell your story.
Right.
If you are a member of certain associations, those associations might have magazines, blogs, newsletters associated with them.
Right.
Talk to your association and see how you can get quoted. If you are a paid member in full and you are active, I was just in a magazine for an organization that I'm in because I'm active.
Right.
So they weren't reaching out to a book member. They were reaching out to a person who has been attending, in their this case, their virtual events. I volunteered to be a keynote speaker at one of their virtual events. So when this article was being written for their magazine, they said to me, Andrea, would you like to be included? Well, I jumped on it, immediately said, what's the deadline? What's right. the word right. count needed? And I didn't skip a beat. I beat the deadline. So if you are involved in a trade organization, call them up, see how you can be quoted. And right. then take those quotes and take that link and put it on your website and on your social media, remembering to tag that organization. So you're showing them that you valued them
right.
as a media outlet and as an organization and appreciated that you were quoted. And plus you're showing your potential audience of clients or customers that you were quoted.
Right.
So these are some things you as an entrepreneur can do on your own without right. a public relations person, but be patient.
Of course. Well, I think that, well, first of all, and I wanted to point out, so your first message is, or your first point is that people should clarify their message, right? It should, and maybe they need help to write it, to make sure it's clear, to have it ready, to keep it updated. So their message is clear as to who they're sending. Like you mentioned that one press release, you read it, it was all over the place. You weren't even sure what the guy's trying to say. So they need to get that clear. And even if they're working with you, that's probably something you're going to help them with at the beginning, right? Like we got to get your message clear. And then, yeah, I think that organizations are a good example of, maybe it's not really PR, but it's certainly promotion, right? So, but you only get back what you give. So your point was a good one. I find that in organizations, obviously the more active people get, the more of the promotion because their face is out there and they're being seen. And then they probably would get more of a, you know, a chance to be in the trade publications, to be in their newsletter, to speak to their organization because they're giving back to the organization and they're involved and they're top of mind like everyone else. I think people miss that. I think I'm very active in the chamber in my area. I'm on the board. Actually, I think I'm the longest standing board member we have. I'm now the general counsel, basically. I've run out of positions to be. So, but I find that people say to me, oh, you know, I used to be a member of that, whatever it is, not just the chamber. I didn't get anything out of it. Well, did you go to any events? I never met you before. I never seen you at anything. Well, if you don't go, if you don't get involved in these organizations, you're not going to get any opportunity for PR because that's just the way organizations work, right? They know you.
You've got to be in it to win it.
Right.
And if you're not, for instance, I'm in various organizations. And when I joined, they said, oh, as a member, you can write a blog blog post, an article.
Who wouldn't take advantage of that, right?
I was a little busy at the beginning when I first joined this group, so I couldn't find the time. But then once we started in this new normal, I immediately said, I'd love to write a blog. What's the deadline? What's the word count?
Right.
And I got it to them. And always get it to them in advance of their deadline. In case there are some changes that have to be made, make sure that you're taking the time to do that. But also, one of the key tips that I say to entrepreneurs before you send anything out, read it. Read it out loud.
Out loud, yeah.
In your head.
That makes such a difference. Right, because your mind glosses over things if you read it so many times. And then you read it and you're like, what happened? There's a word missing there. Like you don't, reading it out loud makes a huge difference. Yeah, people don't do that.
Yeah, and take the time to read it out loud. So start with that. So you as an entrepreneur can start getting your own public relations by starting with the organizations you're involved with, trade shows you might be attending that right. are now virtual. How can you be involved
yeah.
with those? So start at that point. Start with the lower hanging fruit. In the olden days, everyone said, I want to be on Oprah. Okay, that was the creme de la creme.
Yeah, right.
Now they're saying, I want to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Right. Well, everyone,
if you're not a celebrity, you're not going to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And your product won't be featured in her 12 days of giveaways unless you spend over $1 million to be a promotional sponsor and then $250 worth of product per studio audience member.
You have to give away.
Give away.
Yeah.
Okay. So not every single press opportunity is for every single business, especially an entrepreneurial business.
Right.
So think realistically about what's going to help your business. And keep in mind that there are many media outlets that you may not be as familiar with, but they can help your business because it's a great interview opportunity, whether it's as a feature or right. to include you in a story, for you to be able to use to build your reputation. So that's one of the things I always say when I'm talking about public relations, it's about building a brand, building awareness, building and managing a reputation,
right.
and driving awareness to potential sales.
Right. And there's a lot of local media outlets you can go to. You're not going to go to the Wall Street Journal or even the Star Ledger, but you know, there's TAP is an online newspaper. There's a lot of local. Westfield has The Leader, and I think they publish under another name in some other towns. So there's a lot of local papers, I'm sure out by you too, that are looking for information, that are looking for human interest stories, that are looking for local business people. But, you know, at the same token, like you said, sometimes when they're dealing like with someone like you, who's a professional, who's got, you know, a lot of experience, you're almost transferring your trust to them by submitting things for them. So if I'm a person at a particular place and I know you because of the industry you're in, I'll see emails from you. Oh, this is from Andrea, and interested in what you have to offer, because you know that you're going to offer quality stuff. As opposed to, I submitted, they don't know me from a hole in the wall. It's just another, you know, might even end up in their spam folder. I don't know. So there's a lot to be
overlooked. I think that's important. You work with someone like Andrea Pass Public Relations, the job's going to get done, and I'm going to be finding new outlets. And it's interesting that you said the local, because I did a video interview for Tap Into the mm-hmm. other day, and I was the guinea pig. So this is going to be running in the coming days. But the woman who runs our local Tap Into said, you know, I want to start doing video interviews.
Right.
And I realized you were the right person, because if it doesn't work, we could fix it, because you're in public relations and
right.
you've gone through these things. And so we kind of went back and forth, and we had a whole long talk about the way it would work. And when she didn't ask a question to me that I knew she wanted to ask, because we had discussed it previously, I was able to work it in. And later right. she said, I'm so glad that you brought that up. I wanted to ask you that. Well, I knew that because we talked about it before tape was rolling.
Yeah.
So spending that time to get your message across is important. I say to entrepreneurs, excuse me, don't hound the press.
Right.
Hold on one second.
Ooh, that's okay.
I never cough during an interview.
As long as you're not getting coronavirus, we're okay.
Yeah, I think it's allergy season.
Yeah, it's getting worse. I know. Yeah, I think that, you know, it's funny because I have people, obviously, I like that too, and I could say this out there. So if somebody's coming on the show and you have a few clients that are coming on the show, and I know they'll be prepared, but if they're coming on the show and they don't have a PR person, they should be prepared with the points that they want to cover, because I'm free flowing to the most part. You know, I'm interested. I ask questions. I'll take you through what you do. But if there are things that you want to hit, don't try and do it in your head. Like you said, have points written down, be prepared. But also, like you said, I've had a couple of people on and very nice people, but after the episode, and my episodes, you know, right now, they don't come out till the fall. I mean, I'm booked out through the summertime. I got one a week. Anything more than that is too much. And they'll email me every week. You know, when's this coming out? Can you promote this? Will you join my service? Gets to be a lot. So, you can't overdo it when it comes to, you know, who you're. It shouldn't become hounding, right? That shouldn't be a word that comes into.
Exactly, because I'm a member of many private PR Facebook groups.
Sure, and what right.
And one thing reporters who are part of our group say, don't ask me if I got your pitch. I got your pitch. Right. Don't ask me if I used your pitch. If I used your pitch,
you should be doing
Google searches
right.
to see if your client was included in my article.
Right.
You know, there are certain reporters, they are writing multiple articles per day.
Yeah.
They don't have time to get back to every PR person and say, oh, yes, I included your item in this gift guide.
Right.
So it is up to me as a PR person to follow up. I'm following up right now on specific gift guides
right.
to see if certain clients will be included. I'll be starting momentarily in the next week or two on the Christmas Hanukkah holiday season.
Yeah, sure. People don't realize that you're like a season behind, right? It's you're not going to go place them in November. You got to work on it now.
Exactly. And you know, based on when this interview appears on the Accidental Entrepreneur on your podcast,
it's probably going to be like mid-September, I'm thinking.
So I will probably be already working on New Year, New You.
Right.
I'll be working on Valentine's Day gifts.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be working on getting ready for spring cleaning.
Right. It's like the clothing industry, right? They're not buying spring clothes in March. They're looking at the styles last winter for next, right?
Exactly. And Toy Fair is held in February
right.
for toys that are coming out for the holiday season later that year.
Right. Because they got to get the orders. They got to produce the item. They got to promote it, the whole thing, right?
Exactly. So you have to work backwards, but there are also short lead. So there yeah. are some podcasters that record and run their podcasts a few days later.
Yep.
There are blogs. There are daily newspapers that still have content, even though our local daily newspaper here in North Jersey, The Record, is thin as thin could be. But we still subscribe to it because we want to support the written word. So we subscribe to our daily newspaper. But
right.
keep in mind that there are different angles that you could take, different ways to get your business out there, in addition to the entrepreneurial story. So that's one story, but your service or your product is the other story.
I think people have to learn too. A lot of people that work with like digital marketing people, SEO and things like that, I don't know if they're not PR people, you know? And I think that there's a lot of algorithms, like people post stuff on the internet, on social media. They think it's public relations, but because they're not doing regular posting, they're not learning what the algorithms are, it never gets seen because you're not relevant. So the system knows, oh, well, I don't know, Mitch, he's nobody. Boom. You don't show up in anybody's feed. So I think that people just shouldn't post things on their own and just assume that they're getting public relations out of it, because they're probably not.
I was speaking just yesterday with a gentleman who has a magazine. And the magazine has been both hard copy and online, but now he's going totally to online.
Right, a lot of them are doing that.
And he called me yesterday and he said, can you give me some advice? Will public relations people and their clients pay to have an interview, a video interview or an article in my publication? And before we did this call, I did my research and I said to him, no, they won't.
You mean pay to do the interview? So if he says, I want to interview, I got to pay him?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pay to play press opportunities.
Okay. But they're probably big publications, right? With huge followings.
His unique views a month, according to the different sites that us PR people go to, he had 847 unique views a month.
Not 47,000.
847. No, as in 847. And right. I said to him, why would my client, why would I try to tell my client to pay you?
Right.
Your UVM is so low. Then yeah. I went to his Facebook page. He had 251 followers. I looked at his posts, zero engagement on any of his posts. No yeah. one even clicked like.
Right.
So I said to him, if no one is following you and engaging with you, why would my client pay you for this? I said, right. you need to get your numbers up, but you need to make sure that people are engaging with you. So even though I have a busy schedule, as do you, and right. I'm sure all of your listeners, I make sure that a few times a week, I go on LinkedIn and I comment. Not only do I like the post.
No, but commenting makes a bigger difference than just liking right. it. Right.
Comment on it. Give your insights.
Right.
I'll post on my Facebook page, and please feel free to follow me at Andrea Pass Public Relations on Facebook. And I'll post an article that a client was featured in, or maybe an interview I did, or just something interesting.
Right.
So I make sure that I'm going on other people's pages on Facebook and I'm making a comment about something. And
right.
the other thing I suggest is when you join these entrepreneurial groups on social media, when you comment, make sure that your buzzword, your buzz term is in your answer. So when I comment, public relations is always in my answer.
Right.
And believe it or not, I've gotten clients from Facebook groups who have done a search for public relations and yeah. reached out to me.
Right.
So yeah. make sure, if you're a business coach, what does that mean? There are so many people that are business coaches, but how are you different from every other business coach out there?
Right.
If you're a financial advisor, there are so many financial advisors out there.
I'm connected with thousands of them on LinkedIn.
Right. Why? Why are you different? So when right. you're commenting about something, have your comment be something worthwhile.
Right.
When you're commenting, because you need engagement. And this gentleman who has this now online magazine, he has no engagement. And I said, if you're not effectively posting your placements up on your social media, tagging the person you featured, and the person who was featured doesn't respond to say it was a pleasure being interviewed by you,
right.
what happened? Then you're getting no engagement. So I told him, until such a time that your numbers are in the thousands and tens of thousands, I can't ask my clients to pay for the placement.
Right. Okay. I do the same thing with podcast guests. If I have people coming on as a guest and I don't know them, I mean, obviously, if you said, listen, I have this client, and they do X, Y, and Z, I look at their story, great. But if I get contacted just off the internet, I'm going to look and see how many followers they have on Facebook or YouTube or LinkedIn. And if they have, like you said, 251 followers, I mean, I'm looking to promote my show also. So I not only want to have interesting stories, but I want to know that beyond the 3,000 to 5,000 people that I have as an audience, that this person also has an audience of 15,000 followers, a million followers, or whatever it happens to be, because we're all looking to grow what we do. And I think you're right. People just think like magically, oh, if everybody's interested in what I have to say, well, how come you only have 250 followers? You're not engaging people, putting out interesting comments, putting out interesting content, and doing it the right way. And I think that it also, and this bodes well for, you know, this is the, it's not a pitch, but this is the idea for using like a professional like yourself. It is very overwhelming to keep up with all the things that you need to do from a relations standpoint to keep yourself relevant, to keep yourself top of mind, right? That's why we create keep in touch programs, right? And we have email lists and you make sure your clients don't think you died during the coronavirus, which is kind of funny, but not funny, right? Mm-hmm. Where they didn't hear from you. And, you know, everybody should build an email list. And like you said, keep up their social media and all that kind of stuff. But it gets to the point where it's paralyzing. Like if you want to keep growing your business, you can't do everything yourself. You should employ professionals, even if they start you at a lower retainer and start to work with you as they grow. Just like me, I start at lower rates too. If I'm working with a new startup business, they don't have the money, but they need a lawyer. So we start working and working it up. But I think a lot of people try and do everything themselves and they end up getting nowhere because they're doing too many things. They can't work on their business. They can't promote their business. They can't sell. They can't develop their product. They can't deal with their employees. They can't deal with billing all on their own. And I think that a lot of the stuff that drives business, PR is a big part of it. And they over look that, or they think, oh, I can do this myself, you know, and they don't even know that it's not working. They don't measure it.
And the challenge with public relations is when we do PR, we can't guarantee it. We can't guarantee that you're going to be featured in an article in XYZ newspaper or magazine,
right,
or on whatever TV show or radio show or podcast, but we're out there pitching you.
Right.
Now, I can tell you once the article comes out, this is what they estimate circulation or UVM or listenership or what have you. But it doesn't mean that because the listenership of that particular show averages 50,000 people actually.
Right.
Why it becomes that excellent tool to increase your reputation. So I think that's what's really important.
Yeah. And it increases your chance of being seen by working with a professional like yourself.
In working exactly, you could pay for an advertisement, but it doesn't mean someone is watching, listening, or reading.
Right. Exactly. And I think that people overlook that and they try and do a lot of stuff on their own.
In public relations, it's building. You would work with a professional attorney and a professional tax accountant and a professional hairdresser, work with a professional public relations person, but have the conversation. Don't assume that you can't afford those services. Don't assume that something can't get done.
Right.
Make an appointment. I'm always open to a conversation and to see what can we do and what is realistic.
Well, let's wrap things up anyway. So I want people to know how to get in touch with you. We'll put it in the show notes, but I assume you're on all social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, those kind of platforms.
Yes, Andrea Pass Public Relations or Andrea Pass PR. You can find me everywhere. Visit my website, AndreaPassPR.com, and my Facebook group, Andrea Pass Public Relations. And I look forward to connecting with the entrepreneurs that you've connected with to have that dialogue about adding public relations to your communications mix.
Okay, Andrea. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mitch. It was a pleasure.
Hold on a second.
If you like our podcast, please tell others about us. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. If you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review and feel free to share our episodes on social media. If you have any questions or comments, ideas for the show, or you'd even like to appear as a guest, reach out to us by email at info@beinhackerlaw.com. The Accidental Entrepreneur is a production of Mitchell C. Beinhacker. If you'd like more information about Mitchell and his practice, you can find him on social media or visit his website at beinhackerlaw.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe to our feed to be notified of all future episodes.